what you're hearing is some sounds that are coming completely out of a little box that measures maybe 4 by 6 inches or slightly bigger. It is produced by the Gloria Music Corporation. Now, some of you will remember, I think it's been 4 years ago, we talked with the folks of Gloria Music about this little contraption and the importance of it. And we're joined this afternoon by three gentlemen. Dan Anderson is in our studios. Dan is actually a former Moody student, graduated from Moody Bible, and actually worked here as well. He is now a missionary in Guatemala. And, Dan, it's good to have you here.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
We're also joined by Rolf Eglund, who is chairman of the board of Gloria and a retired missionary. Rolf, welcome to you.
Thank you, Greg.
And Ken Lundgren, who I think, gentlemen, is probably, would you agree, the brains of this operation?
Yes.
The technical brains is the engineer of this little box we're talking about today. Ken, welcome.
Hello.
Nice to have all of you here. Dan, let me start with you. You're the one sitting in front of this this little magical box. What is it we're dealing with here?
Well, it's an electronic hymnal, and it was designed for the new hymnal that was produced for Latin America called Celebremos Su Gloria, Celebrate His Glory. Hmm. And we found it was a beautiful hymnal, and it won awards, and everybody loved the hymnal. But most people loved the hymnal, but they didn't know how to sing the hymns. They were still singing the same 10 hymns that they've sung all their life. So they've thought, how can we make this hymnal, we'll take the potential out of it, all we can use out of it. And so the idea came out of having this little box, and so that the churches can start singing all the hymns in the hymn book.
Hmm. And Rolf, you're the chairman. You know all about this. How did you begin to develop this idea? Whose idea was it?
Well, it originally started with Tim Anderson when he had an idea and opened a Christmas card, and it started to play, and that why he thought, hey, maybe we can do this for Gloria Supremos. And along came a MK, a missionary, who said, yes, we can do it. And he did all the software designing and everything. And, of course, Ken Lundgren came alongside with the technical aspect. And then all of us seemed to fit in as volunteers to get this to the public. And so our statement is, Gloria is a compact digital orchestra designed to accompany singing and help Christians maximize their worship and praise of God.
Because the idea, and Ken, I want to get to you in a minute on how this whole thing works, but as you said, Dan, the idea is that in some of these Latin American countries, as you told me a few minutes ago, they sing like you wouldn't believe.
That's right.
But they don't have the resources to sing lots of new songs.
Is that I would say about 95% of the churches that you visit don't have any kind of instruments at all. So mm-hmm. People sing a cappella and sing the best they can. Sometimes they sing their own version of the hymns.
50 different versions.
That's right.
Ken, how did you do it? How did you get all this in the box?
Well, I won't take the credit for doing that. Steven Roethlisberger, who was in Columbia at the time, put together the original design of this. And he did the digital design and the programming for it and got it through several versions of prototypes before I was even involved, and but they needed a little bit of help getting it into production, and so I got the hold of the people that designed the case and the circuit board and the assembly and the manufacturing.
This is all on, I mean, if people could see that, how big is that, Dan?
It's like a phone, about the size of a phone.
Yeah, that's a good mm-hmm. comparison. It looks like a desk model for a telephone. So all of this, Ken, is on computer chip. I mean, nothing is mechanical in there, right?
That's right. There's a synthesizer chip in there that's similar to what would be in any keyboard synthesizer. And then the key to it is that there's a memory chip that has all the music start in this memory, and you just push the buttons, it brings up the appropriate music and plays it through the synthesizer.
How many are in there, Dan?
600 hymns.
So there are 600, yes. And that's more than a lot of hymnals have.
Oh, yeah. And it also includes extras like the wedding march. That's a big
just
thing.
Just in case you might
just
need
in
it.
Case, yeah.
Let's hear, what have you got in there?
I think I have what, and can it be?
All right, let's hear a little
okay.
bit of that. And this is where people would actually start singing right there.
That's right.
They would be
mm-hmm.
singing with this.
Yes.
They get the introduction, and then this is their accompaniment.
That's right. And it has 80 different instruments you can choose
from. Can you change each hymn to be orchestrated differently?
Yeah, you can have different instruments.
Can you show us that?
Sure.
Or is it...
Here's an organ, for example. Here's a violin. It's a pizzicato here. Strings.
Okay.
And you have a piano.
Huh.
You have 80 different sounds.
80 different ways you can do that.
Yes. Yeah.
Rolf, tell me a little bit about what kind of success this has met with.
Well, just in the past few years when we started in terms of production, we have sold or put in use almost 2,500 Glorias. And because it's only music, it has been now used in over 50 different countries. And in a very interesting different ways. Retirement communities love it because older people cannot sing like they used to higher, and they like it a little slower. Well, here you can lower the key. You can make it go slower.
Uh-huh. That's right. In fact, can we demonstrate that?
Sure.
Here's Ann Canabina. Switch keys for us here. Ah, there we go.
You can make it faster and slower also. I'll make it slower here. Or faster. Change instruments.
Yeah. You've got anything you want to do with it there, you can do. Huh?
Yes.
Very interesting. Ken, without getting too technical, help us understand how you put one of these boxes together. I mean, does somebody sit down and key all of this in at a musical keyboard?
Yes, that was done originally. John Wilson keyed everything in on a keyboard and then spent, my understanding is, about 3 hours on each hymn, perfecting it, getting it to sound just the way he wanted to. And then this was stored in files on his computer. And then the discs were sent to Stephen, who compiled these into one computer file. And this was transferred into the memory.
How long a project to get up and running? Rolf, did this take very long?
Well, let's say just John Wilson, his part, he gave us 3.5 years as a volunteer to put all of that in single tracks so you can pull out the soprano, the alto, tenor, or bass.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you, but that's right. This is good for rehearsal.
That's right. You teach a choir how to sing in four-part harmony.
Let's say I'm a tenor and I'm having a little problem with
my
part.
I'll separate the tenor part, and you hear just a tenor voice.
Yeah, you can learn your part. Right?
That's right.
And then we put all four back together.
Okay.
And
I'll put here the bass. Here comes the bass, and then I'll have the alto, and then the melody. There it is.
That's very interesting. What about these are used some right here in the U.S., aren't they?
Yeah. In fact, about 80% of the hymns that are found in Gloria, even though it was designed for this hymnal, 80% of the hymns are sung in most hymnals, so it could be used anywhere in the world.
Hmm.
It doesn't have a language. It's just instrumental.
Yeah, that's right. There's no language barrier there
yes.
to get over. Rolf, how do you go about getting the word out about these things, especially in Latin American countries?
Well, that's interesting, Greg, because we have only advertised in one magazine twice. Otherwise, it's all been by word of mouth. Unbelievable. Because when people get this, they love it, they share the information, and that's the way the whole sales pitch is gone.
The cost on something like this is, what are we talking about?
All right. For overseas, it's that is outside the U.S. and Canada, $2.99 per Gloria. However, people order six at a time, we give it to them for $2.49 each. For here in the States and Canada, it's $3.99 or $3.49 for six or more. And we're subsidizing much of what goes overseas, and so that's why we have a difference in cost here in the States.
The people here in the U.S. are helping those in Latin American countries to be able to get these.
Yes.
That's what you're saying.
Well, even in Africa, we've got people using this for teaching English in Africa. Other places where they're learning, the choirs learning by parts. It's just also used in prison ministries.
Ken, what do you think about all this? It's kind of a good use of technology, huh?
Yeah, it's incredible.
What do you do other than make glorious? What does your life entail?
Well, I'm an electrical engineer, and so a lot of the technology was familiar to me from the start.
Hmm.
But of course, I couldn't have done it on my own.
Well, it takes a team, doesn't it?
It does.
Well, if people would like to know more about the Gloria Music Company and what this is all about, maybe just learn more about how to be a part of this, what's the best way to do that?
Well, we have a website, www.gloriamusic.com, so that they can hear Gloria, they can get all the information they need. In addition, we have a toll-free number, toll-free 877-454-8320, where they can order them, use a credit card. Or if they have particular questions that they want, I could help them with that. Rolf Eglin at 815-637-4734. And, Greg, let me share this. We have seen how Gloria has been used to bless the Lord and His people in many different situations around the world. And I feel that we are on the threshold of a tremendous opportunity for the future. And it may be that there are individuals out there who would be interested in working with us, or an existing organization that would like to add Gloria to their product line and produce Glorias in the future and take it to the next level. It's not important that we do it, but that Gloria will continue to be available for God's glory.
Well, I thank you, all three of you gentlemen, for joining us. Again, the website, if you want to find out more, is gloriamusic.com. And, Rolf, could you give us the 800 number once again?
877-454-8320.
All right. Rolf Eglin, Chairman of the Board of Gloria Music, Dan Anderson, and Ken Lundgren, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you, Greg. Thank you.